Sensi Star Jones here with the Keep It Loud Crew podcast. Guys, join us today for the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost with Pastor Gordon from the St. John's Episcopal Church, USVI. Tune in. Let's see what Pastor Gordon has to say. God bless you today on each and every Sunday that you join us, and also Wednesday when Pastor Gordon drops in for that nice interview live. So listen to us Wednesdays and Sundays with Pastor Gordon and the St. John's Episcopal Church, U.S. Virgin Islands. Have a good one.
Welcome to St. John's Episcopal Church Hour. We are pleased that you have tuned into our broadcast and invite you to listen each Sunday at this time to worship with us. We are located at number 27 King Street, Christian Step, St. Croix. Please call us at 340-778-8221 or email us at stjecstx@vipowernet.net. You can also hear this broadcast at our Facebook page at St. John's Episcopal Church, VI. We trust that today's service will be a blessing to you.
A warm welcome to you this morning as you join us here at St. John's Episcopal Church in the Diocese of the Virgin Islands. Today is the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost, All Saints Day. The readings today are for All Saints. Today we celebrate the Holy Eucharist. And we thank you for joining us on our Facebook page, St. John's Episcopal Church, VI. We also encourage you to join us on Wednesday here in the Mary Chapel at 12:10 and again on our Facebook page. Today's radio broadcast is sponsored in thanksgiving to Almighty God by the Charles and Smith families in memory of George Charles, Phyllis Beatrice Charles, Roosevelt Austin Charles, Jean Dorothy Charles Williams. May God continue to comfort their respective families and may they rest in peace. Our act of worship would now continue as we sing the introit hymn from our hymnal number 287, verses 1-4, for all the saints who from their labors rest. Please stand. Christ's communion, fellowship divine. We feebly struggle, there in glory shine. Yet all are one in thee, for all are thine. Of worship continues with the liturgy. Please look up above me and follow. And for the most of the time, the red or the other color will be for your response. Blessed be the one holy and living God. There is one body and one spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give us grace so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those ineffable joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God in glory everlasting. Please be seated for the ministry of the word. And as we, at this time, we pray for the person reading God's word. God Almighty, we ask your blessing upon Janet as she would read to us the scriptures. May the words of her mouth and the meditation of her heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
A reading from Revelation chapter 7, beginning at verse 9. After this I, John, looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and people and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with some branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the leaders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows where they come from." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of great ordeals. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." hear what the Spirit is saying to God's churches. We're reading Psalm 34, verses 1 to 10 and 22. I read it for tonight. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will glory in the Lord. Proclaim with me the greatness of the Lord. I sought the Lord. He answered me. Look upon him and be radiant. I called in my affliction, and the Lord heard me. The angel of the Lord encompasses those who fear him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Fear the Lord, you that are his saints. The young lion lack and suffer hunger. The Lord ransomed the life of his servant. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. A reading from the Epistle of 1 John chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Please stand. Alleluia. Alle, alle, alle. Gospel of our Savior Jesus Christ according to Matthew, the 5th chapter, beginning at the 1st verse. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Alleluia. You like that, right? Okay, let us pray. Eternal God and Father, as we come into your presence, Lord, as saints as yours on earth, encountering all the challenges of life, we pray, God, that through your Holy Spirit, you and your Son, Jesus Christ, will be with us in our going out and our coming in. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Well, it is good to be back in the house of God. And as the readings for last Thursday suggested, the house of prayer. It is not the same as it was in the past. But nonetheless, we are here worshiping God and giving him thanks and praise on this All Saints Day, where thousands of persons throughout the world are worshiping. And traditionally, tomorrow, All Souls Day, when we remember the faithful. And so today begs the question, as we look at All Saints and perhaps also a celebration at a time of dire pandemic. This time last year, we had just finished our rededication festival, and we were planning for our Thanksgiving and Christmas and the New Year. So, what are the plans for this Thanksgiving, this Black Friday shopping, Christmas and the New Year? What is it going to be like? What is your plan? The world is gone now. Every single one of these elements of normal life has been disrupted, destroyed, turned on its head. The world we inhabit now is strange, unfamiliar, and scary. We do not know what the future will hold or how long this period of upheaval and uncertainty will last. And as we celebrate All Saints Day today and All Souls tomorrow, and yes, as we get ready to vote on Tuesday, what does the Beatitudes that we heard from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 12, what does it mean to us as we hear blessed being read 8 times at an interval such as this? So to understand them properly, we should realize that they are all addressed to each one of us. In other words, to be poor in spirit and meek, to mourn, to hunger, to thirst after righteousness, to be merciful and clean of heart, to be a peacemaker, to suffer persecution in search of holiness. Yes, people, these are different times, and we as a people who are always ready to change, because as theologians, theology is never ever static, is always ready to change as the times demands. And so those 8 blessings require of us, they demand of us to be true disciples of Jesus. In these Beatitudes, Jesus does not promise salvation to different groups. He promises it to each of us as we strive to follow the Spirit and to meet the demands of the Beatitudes. The healthy and the sick, the powerful and the weak, the rich and the poor, all of us are called, regardless of circumstances, to the happiness experienced by those who live up to the Beatitudes taught by Jesus. For the theologians, they call the Beatitudes an eschatological meaning. That is, their promises definite salvation, not in this world, but in the next. But they also promise peace in this life, God's peace in the midst of tribulation and suffering. And in doing so, they imply a completely new approach, one radically at odds with the way we usually evaluate things. They really rule out the kind of religiosity expressed by the Pharisees, the kind that regards earthly happiness as a blessing from God and a reward for good behavior, and unhappiness and misfortune as a form of punishment. Instead, brothers and sisters, the Beatitudes place spiritual good above material or worldly good. While they do not contain the entire teaching of the gospel, they do nonetheless encapsulate the whole program of Christian perfection. Today we prepare to receive God's pardon for our sinfulness. And as we look at the Beatitudes, the poor in spirit, this has really more to do with an attitude of neediness and of humility towards God with material poverty. The person who is poor in spirit looks to God, not to himself for salvation, trusting in God's mercy. Unless you become like this little one. And when I say this little one, this morning we were scheduled to have a baptism, but the child is not well. It is the attitude of seeing oneself as a child in God's presence, a child who owns nothing. For everything we own comes from God and belongs to God. And it's very difficult for some persons to become detached from material things or to practice austerity in using them. But this is what Jesus asks of us. And for those who mourn, yes, in our families, in this diocese, or right here at St. John, the Smith and Charles family might be mourning the loss of a loved one. In the wider diocese, at All Saints and St. Andrews, we in the diocese are mourning the loss of Reverend Deacon Basil Bartley and the organist of All Saints, Maureen Welsh. But Jesus tells us, we who suffer and bear our own suffering with love and the spirit of atonement, we are also blessed when we are genuinely sorry for our sins or are pained by the offenses of others. The Spirit of God consoles us when we weep not only for others, but for our sins. And it gives us a share in the fullness of God's happiness and good glory in heaven. And we who are meek, when we patiently suffer unjust persecution, when we remain serene, humble, steadfast in adversity, when we Do not give in to resentment or discouragement. Our irritabilities often stem from a lack of humility and interior peace. The virtue of meekness, sisters and brothers, is the antidote. It is a necessary part of the Christian life. And those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, and this particular notion of righteousness or justice, in Holy Scripture, it is essentially a religious one. And we are righteous when we sincerely strive to God's will by obeying the commandments, by fulfilling our responsibilities to God and each other, and by entering into a life of prayer, righteousness. When we think about the language that exists in the Bible, it is what we today call holiness. And as we go through this pandemic and we do not remain holy and we cave in, our striving to be holy would be in vain. And so we remain merciful. And mercy isn't just a matter of charitable giving, but also of accepting other people's defects, overlooking them, helping them to cope with them and loving them. You know, as we're going through this pandemic, people are actually scorning others who might have contracted the coronavirus. And let me give you a joke. You know, a number of persons from our church died of the virus. And so they say, oh, he's the corona priest. He got the corona church. But I just want to reiterate that none of the persons died, yes, they were members, but none of them died as a result of catching the COVID-19 in the church. I interacted with all of their families. And if that was the case, I should not be here standing this morning. So we need to put that thing away, be merciful in our judgment towards others. And that will lead us to be clean of heart. When we speak of a person's heart, we refer not just to their emotions, but to the whole person in his loving dealings with others. To be clean of heart is a gift of God. It is the capacity to love and having an upright and pure attitude to everything noble. As Paul would say in Philippians, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is beautiful, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on these things. And with God's grace, we should constantly strive to cleanse our hearts and acquire this purity. As the peacemakers, those who foster peace in themselves and in others, therefore try to be reconciled and to reconcile others with God. Being at peace with God is the cause and effect of every kind of peace. Any peace on earth not based on this divine peace is a false peace. It is shallow and misleading. And as peacemakers, we will be persecuted. But we understand that blessed are those who are persecuted because they are holy or striving to be holy, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And so Jesus blesses those who suffer persecution for being true to Jesus, and those who suffer patiently and joyfully, knowing that their reward will be in heaven. And so circumstances in our Christian life arises that call for sometimes to be a hero. But in so doing, we must stay true to Jesus. For he is the one who strengthens us in doing all our activities. And so because of Jesus' promise, you and I can believe that all sacrifice and all suffering has value. Leading the Christian life is never easy, and suffering always tests our faith. But we know we can always trust in God, in his mercy and his forgiveness. And in the end, we shall hear, "Well done." So, on this All Saints Day, what then is a saint? Saints are those who are blessed with all the things that we just went through. Those who are living, who are walking here on earth. Not only those who have gone before. We who are the saints of today. Whether we are humble, meek, pure, in all our daily living, as saints of God. When we discover our own sainthood, we would invite others so to do likewise. And somewhere in Psalm 31 and also in Ephesians, and it says, God's greatest pleasure is to be with his saints. God is with us this morning. We are with God this morning. And even amidst the struggle of the pandemic, as we remain blessed, and as we look at the Beatitudes, remember that they are not just a gateway to Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, but in a very real sense, a perfect introduction to Jesus' teaching. Saints of God, I encourage us this morning to rise up and to take our part upon the battlefield of life. Amen. Please stand as we will now renew our baptismal vows. People of St. John's and indeed those who are here this morning with us from this community, in holy baptism, we receive full adoption through God's grace and full empowerment for our ministry through the Holy Spirit. Will you work together as partners in the mission of the church to reconcile all people to God through Christ? And your response is, "We will, with God's help." The water of baptism signifies our eternal covenant with God. In it, we are buried with Christ in his death. By it, we share in his resurrection. Through it, we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to Christ, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We pray you, O God, sanctify this water by the power of your Holy Spirit, that all who are baptized and are cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Christ Jesus, our Savior. Let us now renew the solemn promises and the vows of holy baptism, by which we renounce Satan and all his works, and promise to serve God faithfully in God's holy Catholic Church. Do you reaffirm your renunciation of evil and renew your commitment to Jesus Christ? Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, the life.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, and in the breaking of the bread and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil and... Whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord. Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? May the Almighty God, who has given us a new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, bestow upon us the forgiveness of sins and call us to ministry in Christ, keep us in eternal life by his grace, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power be to our God forever and ever. We bring into your eternal presence our prayers and intercessions as we say, taste and see that God is good. Happy are they who trust in the Most High. You have blessed and called your church to be your own children, O Holy One, and to live in the Spirit of Christ. Bless and sustain us until we join with those who have laid the way into your eternal presence. Taste and see that God is good. You bring into your glory a multitude from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, Almighty One. Let those who exercise authority in the world live in the light of your eternal vision. Taste and see that God is good.
Happy are they who trust in the Most High.
Your eternal glory fills earth and heaven, eternal God. Look through the earth to bless the poor in the spirit and those who mourn, the meek and those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart, and the peacemakers, and those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Taste and see that God is good. You bless our community with gracious affection, O loving one, let all who live among us live as Jesus has taught us to live. Taste and see that God is good. This morning we ask God to listen for those who call in their affliction and to save them from their troubles. Almighty and healing God, your blessed Son Jesus Christ went about doing good and healing all manner of sickness and disease among the people. Lord God, continue in our hospitals and research centers his gracious work among us, especially those ministering to people affected by the novel coronavirus. Console and heal the sick. Grant the researchers, physicians, nurses, and all health care providers, their assisting staff, wisdom and skill, diligence and patience. Prosper their work healing, Lord God, and send down your blessings upon all who serve the suffering and are searching for relief. Today, Lord God, we lift up before you Canon John, Reverend Kathy Ann, Hollis, Chris, Corrine, Bernard and Monica, Sister Straker, Azasia, Victor, John, Cyril, Sandra, Pablo, Janice, Janet, Baby, Kiran, Phyllis, and all who call upon the church at this time for prayers, that their weakness may be banished and their strength restored, that their health may be renewed, that they may be blessed by your holy name. We pray this through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God in glory everlasting. And let us now this morning give God thanks and exalt God's name together as we offer our grateful thanksgiving for all the blessings of life, to be able to worship in this house of prayer again on this first day of November. Salvation belongs to our God and to the Lamb. And remember those who have died, especially Reverend Deacon Basil Bartlett, Maureen Welsh, and remember the lives of George Charles, Phyllis Beatrice Charles, Roosevelt Austin Charles, Jean Dorothy Charles Williams, Cyril Dover, Erfus Williams, Allison Charles, Henrietta Beatrice Brown Claxton, Philip Pope, the courts, and we pray, Lord God, to clothe them in their right robes of triumph, that they may praise you before your heavenly throne. Taste and see that God is good. And let us say together the collect for all souls. Eternal Lord God, you hold all souls in life. Give to your whole church in paradise and on earth your light and your peace. And grant that we, following the good examples of those who have served you here and are now at rest, may at the last enter with them into your unending joy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. We pray this morning for the Most Reverend Dr. Jonathan Bowell, Panopate Heart, Primate and Metropolitan in the Church of the Province of West Africa, Archbishop of the Internal Province of the West Africa, and Bishop of Liberia. Let us now say together a prayer as we have approximately 30 more days to go during this hurricane season. We thank God for having spared us the ravages of hurricane this year. And we lift up before God those who are struggling as a result of the hurricanes that have impacted their lives. Together, Almighty and Everlasting God, heaven and earth, grant unto us, thy suppliant people, protection against hurricanes, earthquakes, and other calamities, that in tranquility of weather we may rejoice in the comfort we desire, and may always make right use of thy bountiful goodness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Our mission statement here at St. John, together as disciples of God, let your eternal glory shine in heaven and earth to cast away all darkness by light of your presence, O God. As we join the heavenly host to worship you in our prayers, let the Lamb be our shepherd to guide all the people to the springs of water of life. And let your spirit wipe away every tear from every eye. We pray this through Christ the Blessed One, who lives and reigns, and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom. The peace of Christ be always with you. And we now sing together, bind us together, Lord, bind us together. From the CPWA 845, we sing, give thanks with a grateful heart. Offer to God what he has given unto you, and walk in love as Christ gave himself up for you, a favorite offering and sacrifice to God. Offertory, give thanks with a grateful heart. Blessed are you, O Lord, O God, creator of all things. Through your goodness, we have given you this bread, this wine, and this money, our human labor.
Blessed be God forever.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
We praise you and we bless you, holy and gracious God, source of abundant, life abundant. From before time you made ready the creation, your spirit moved over the deep and brought all things into being. Sun and moon and stars, earth, winds and waters, and every living thing. You made us in your image and taught us to walk in your ways. But we rebelled against you and wandered far away. And yet, as a mother cares for her children, you would not forget us. Time and again, you call us to live in the fullness of your love. And so today, we join with saints and angels in chorus of praise that rings through eternity, lifting our voices to magnify you as we say, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Please kneel as you are able to. Glory and honor and praise to you, holy and living God. Deliver us from the power of sin and death, and to reveal the riches of your grace. You look with favor upon Mary, your willing servant, that she might conceive and bear a son, Jesus, the Holy Child of God. Living among us, Jesus loved us. He broke bread with outcasts and sinners, healed the sick, and proclaimed good news to the poor. He yearned to draw all the world to himself, yet we were heedless of his call to walk in love. Then the time came for him to complete upon the cross the sacrifice of his life and to be glorified by you. On the night before he died for us, Jesus was at table with his friends. He took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them and said, Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me. After supper was ending, Jesus took the cup of wine. Again, he gave thanks to you, gave it to them and said, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me. Now gathered at your table, O God of all creation, and remembering Christ crucified and risen, who was and is to come, we offer to you our gifts of bread and wine, and ourselves a living sacrifice. Pour out your spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the body and blood of Christ. Breathe your spirit over the whole earth, and make us your new creation. The body of Christ was given for the world you have made. In the fullness of time, bring us with St. John and all the saints, from every tribe and language and people and nation to feast at the banquet prepared from the foundation of the world. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, to you be honor, glory, and praise forever and ever. Please stand as now and now as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, we break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We sing, let us break bread together on our knees.
Thank you for listening to the St. John's Episcopal Church Hour. Every Sunday, we get together for worship at 8:30 a.m. Our church is located at number 27 King Street Christian Church, St. Croix. Come visit with us. We welcome you to our services. For more information, call us at 340-778-8221 or email us at stjecstx@vipowernet.net. You can also hear this broadcast at our Facebook page at St. John's Episcopal Church, VI. Have a blessed day.